This is Magic with a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast reply to Mulberry Blue Shimmer on the topic of Australia losing the Ashes. And weighing in with the American perspective. Mulberry, I was just in stitches. That is a hilarious podcast. Just perfect. Just perfect. Speaking as an American, and of course, Americans, we are very preoccupied with our own sports. I don't personally follow sports at all. For me, it's about as relevant as Dungeons and Dragons. You know, it's just kind of like, yeah, okay. So your fourth level quarterback slew a, sixth level halfback. Okay, great. That's good, you know. I really don't follow it. I mean, I like doing stuff, but sitting around, you know, going, yay, team, and, you know, painting my face and all that. It's just, I don't know. I for those of you who are into sports, by the way, please don't take that the wrong way. I know that there are certain of my fellow members who want to do sports talk, and I'm like, yeah, go for it. That sounds great. I'm just probably not going to get into that because, like I said, I got other things going on. I got other interests, you know. I've got to go wash my cat or something. But anyway, so Americans, we have our own things. We have our baseball. We have football, which we call football, and other people would call American football because they call rugby football. But we call rugby rugby. So why do you call, or is it soccer? That's it, soccer. You know, there's all these sports. And again, speaking as an American who, even if I was into sports, would only probably be into American sports. Take cricket, for example. So here we are with the cricket. And wow, you know, since the 1880s, you've been fighting over this urn of ashes, which is neat. I like traditions like that. But for my standpoint, it's like, okay, cricket. I know that the British say things like, oh, that's not cricket, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay, well then, whatever that means. But, you know, so cricket, and I see, you know, the bats are flat versus our round bats, and I'm thinking, you know, if you were to, like, take a cricket player and an American baseball player and have them go at it with those bats, I'm thinking the American's going to win. Because that bat, you know, I don't know, that cricket bat's just not looking substantial to me. Although, I don't know, in cricket, do they, like, keep the bat when they run? Do they run around bases? And if they do they get to keep the bat and use it, like, you know, to fend off basemen? That'd be cool. But, yeah, so for me, I'm looking at it, and they got, like, the wicket, and I'm going, okay, this is kind of like croquet and baseball, sort of a blend or something, and I'm really not getting it. And so, you know, looking at a cricket match, back when I had a TV, which was a long time ago, you know, I flipped through the channels, and it's like, oh, I might catch a scene of a cricket match. And I'm, like, watching these guys, and they're in their shorts and stuff, and I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And I'm just not getting that, and I'm not even into sports anyway. So what's the point of all this? I don't know. Okay, I'm commenting on this, and I'm not into sports, but what I like is this rivalry between England and Australia. And by the way, condolences to my my fellow members out there who are Australians. Hoist an extra one, you know, with my regards. And congratulations to my English fellow members. Hoist an extra one with my regards. I think Mulberry Blue Shimmer put it quite nicely. It's like, you know you're going to drink. That's not the issue. The issue is why. And I'm not sure if it matters when you get down to it. The main thing that matters is you're gathered around at the pub and the beer is being served, you know. So it is fascinating, though, especially I love it the way the Aussies can totally taunt the English. And the English, and I love just the notion of these staid, you know, Englishmen conga lining. It is comical, to put it mildly. You know, and again, maybe from the American perspective, I mean, most of what Americans know about English culture comes via Monty Python. So, you know, it's our understanding. And of course, Australia, it's like Crocodile Dundee and maybe, you know, Mel Gibson movies like The Road Warrior and Mad Max and all that. So we figure, okay, so England is basically a bunch of guys in suits and derbies walking around going, oh, and here we are in Paignton. And as you can see, it is a particularly dismal season. You know, meanwhile, we have Australia and then, you know, we figure down in Australia, everybody's running around with the mohawks and, you know, sawed-off shotguns and little, you know, the wrist arrow things, and then they're just, you know, it's just chaos down there. But they somehow or another still find time to drink. and play darts. I guess darts, I don't know. I was going to ask about that too. So, okay, we figured out that the Aussies tend to have kind of an edge when it comes to the cricket series of the Ashes. I'm just kind of wondering, who's got the upper hand in the field of darts? And do you guys even do darts? You know, I always like this notion of whether it be an English pub or an Australian pub, there's going to be darts. And that's a civilized sport. I'm sure that the effete and patrician English can appreciate a good round of darts. By the way, I don't know how that's played either. In America, we shoot guns. There's some Americans that throw darts, but when we see a bullseye in America, usually what we do is we get out a gun and we start shooting at it. And so, when I think of darts, I think of that as much more old world, whereas here in the wild west of America, we pretty much shoot everything. And so I guess when it comes down to that, I think, hey, Americans, right? We're pretty good sharpshooters. We're pretty good with the guns. So, I don't know, though. Those kind of tournaments can get kind of out of hand. We call them wars. But anyway, I'm kind of getting off track. My point is that I found Mulberry Blue Shimmers. It's just an interesting insight for Americans that are normally staring at our own little world events. It's kind of fun to see Australia and England going at it like this. And I think I might, in a couple of years from now, I think I might want to follow what goes on with the Ashes. Anyway, once again, condolences to Australia and congratulations to England. This is Magic, the Ugly American, signing out.